Mansion DJ in a Coons Bay. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's get lifted radio, buzz. I ride the 5. That pine, get high the sky. And tune into the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here first. Cause we always got them exclusives playing. No matter the city you in, hit your app store and download that tune in. You'll catch a vibe with no matter who's spinning. Cause we got that fire rotating in here. Whether you're sitting at home, hitting a row, on chill or the go, we got you covered. Get lifted radio, be where it's at. There's no telling who all you might discover when. Mansion DJ in a Tunes Bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, we're live from the beautiful, warm day today in Jacksonville, Florida. What it do. Appreciate always stay. I appreciate everybody who continues to tune in and last Tuesday month. I appreciate everybody who supports and retweet all of our promo for our guests on our platform. Doing so, please follow us on Instagram, Get Lifted Radio. Also check us out on Twitter, Lifted_Radio. And if you're on that Facebook, a lot of people slip on Facebook. It's bring on the business tip. Sponsor ads and things like that really work on Facebook if you select the right demographic, if you know your audience. Our Facebook is getliftedbook.com/getliftedradio. So tonight our guest is Mordecai. He is not only an artist, but he's an engineer. He is also a Marine vet, and this goes on and on. He's very active in his community. So I'm very, very excited to have him represent Belize and New Jersey tonight here on Turn It Up to Get Lifted Radio. So if you're listening in, please don't be shy. If you have any questions for our guests you're in the queue, please make sure you hit the number 1 so that we know you want to speak. We'll state your name, your phone number, or the last 4 digits of your number, and where you're from. Once you get online, you can state where you're from. And if you are in the queue to speak to the guests, or if you're listening online, we do have a chat and you want to have a question, you want to give a shout out to the guests, please don't hesitate to type it there. We'll definitely make sure that is heard. But with no further ado, I'm going to get into our first track. Our first track is from Mr. Let's go to Connecticut, actually. I'm going to go with my man's Clockwise. He just dropped his new single, Los Angeles. You can cop that on Apple Music. Right now, we're going to get into this track on Turn Up Tuesdays. Here we go with Los Angeles Clockwise. Follow him on Twitter at KLOKWIZE. West Coast on this. Bow!
Hey, Uncle Dave. Let's get some spillover, man. Shit, we get like 10% of that money. I'm trying to pay my mom's house off, man.
Let me start again.
I am your host, Love. Let me turn my mic up. Hold up. All right, I got to get right, y'all. But anyway, that was Clockwise with Los Angeles. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Clockwise, KLOKWIZE. As I stated at the beginning of our broadcast tonight, our guest is I represent Leeds and New Jersey. His list of his resume, was on. He's a busy guy. We're going to bring our guest on with the next. So what I want to do is I want to get into another coast. We're going to keep it on the West Coast. Bucks of Burn, support and get lifted radio, get lifted consulting, and everything that we do over Mr. Old Spark. This is a freestyle by Bucks of Burn. You can follow him on Instagram at BUXAUR represent Santa Ana, California. Here we go with Mr. Old Sparky right here on Turn Out.
All right. Another Bucks of Burn garage session. We Russians out with justice in the house. This one's for you, sis. My bust a shot, man, I miss. Check it out now. Freestyle lyrics. Heat it up like skillets. Will it? They come again. Girl, you look too good to just pass me by. You got the nice sound hits and them big old thighs. Don't get it twisted with it, sister. You're just my size. Show me that you're the trophy like a Nobel Prize. So use about 5'1", 45. I'm walking around here with all that. Look how she's fine. Go from the pow to the bang. You're making me rise. I seen you with the one before I looked in your eyes. Well, I'll start at your feet. Girl, I know you know what to do with a beat. The electricity moving on up your knees. Everybody wants me. Go head on up your knees. Girl, give it up for me. My eyes on, watch your thighs wiggling. Look what you got, the backyard worth remembering. Get that your heart, the girl that kept the fire sizzling. Shake it away, I need to see you come again. Come again.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. And that was our track, Mr. O Sparky by Bucks of Burn. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Bucks of Burn, BUXABURN, representing Santa Ana, California. And real quick, I have to correct myself. Our artist and our guest tonight, I totally chopped the pronunciation of his name. Therefore, I apologize. But we got Murdoch on our show tonight, representing Belize and also New Jersey. As I've stated before, his list, his resume goes on and on and on. But with no further ado, what I want to do is I want to bring our guest in the building tonight, Mr. Murdoch, sir. What it do? Welcome to Get Lifted Radio.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. I appreciate you for taking the time out and just being a part of the platform and the podcast. I see that you definitely are a busy, busy gentleman. So I'm glad you was able to squeeze us in with all your writing and your editing and your involvement in your community. But before we jump into the interview, just real quick, you know, give an introduction to yourself. Let the people know, you know, what you represent and, you know, what you're about.
All right, cool. So my name is Murdoch, international Belize hip-hop artist. I've been doing it since, like, 2006. Also a VH1 Saving Music artist. Been doing that since 2012, thanks to Mr. Rich Valdez. Toured in a couple places outside the U.S., including, you know, in the U.K. and also in Belize. You know, and just currently working on creating more content, better music, and more visual art stuff that, you know, we can push the age and push the envelope with.
Definitely. I like that. Push the age and push the envelope. When you say push the age, explain to people, you know, exactly what you mean in your perspective in regards to pushing the age.
Well, you know, like, you know, I'm a video editor. You know, I'm a multimedia producer, and that was a skill I picked up in the past, like, 3-4 years, and I just realized it was the perfect weapon for my music. You know, like, I could take anything that exists and create something for myself, and, you know, I could start just soundtracking. So that's what I mean by pushing the age, you know, like, being different, you know, not following the same course, not following the same path, choosing something that might be a little bit more difficult, that might catch a little bit more criticism and scrutiny, but it definitely will pay off in the end with originality. And that's always been my path, to be original, be real, be raw, and hit you where it really counts, you know?
Definitely. So currently, I see you've been pushing the Renegon project.
Yeah, it's the Renegon project, yeah.
The Renegon project, okay. Yeah. So as far as the Renegon project, like, you know, first of all, everyone has their hobbies and their likes, so the anime, is that something that you definitely enjoy personally, or is it something that you kind of grew into because of an opportunity that came about?
No, it was actually my friend Mark. He came by the house a couple years ago, and, you know, he's just like, he likes to binge watch. That's what he does. He binge watches anime and movies and stuff like that. And he came
as
by.
As most of us do,
like,
right?
Yeah. It was summertime, and he came by, and, you know, he brought some beer and stuff, and he was like, yo, you got, like, 6 hours? And I said, sure, why not? And he put this anime on, you know, and it was called Naruto Shippuden. And I started watching, and, you know, the first hour, I really wasn't kind of into it. You know, something happened into it, like, something... I can't remember the actual episode, but something happened that it triggered me. I was listening to it, and it reminded me of, like, some of the kids that I just recently met and visited in Belize, like, 2 months earlier. Well, you know, so it was just, like, similarities, and I was like, wow, that's interesting. I was like, these kids are kind of saying the same thing to me, and, you know, none of them have seen this anime. I'm like, hmm. So, I said, well, you know, let me give it an opportunity, and I watched it more, and then I realized more and more, like, wow, you know, there's a real, like, there's a real strong ideology hidden inside of it. And, you know, that connected. And I was looking for something to connect with the kids with in Belize at the National Youth Cadet Center. Big shout out to my man, Renan DFL, my cousin Leon. They situated and helped me get that connection back home. And it's always been something big for me, because I do plan to retire back home in Belize, is that I love my neighborhood, and I want to make sure my neighborhood is safe. And what do we can really do that is kind of confront certain problems face on. And I figured, you know, if maybe I could try to do something a little bit more, something that's just not about me. And the project landed. And then, you know, it just, I don't know, man. It got crazier and crazier. You know, one of my friends said to me, he was like, yeah, you should get a feature. And so at that point, I hit up my friend Do It All, Big Brother Do It All from 211 Media Group. He's got that platinum record, number one Chief Rocker. And I hit up Do It All, and you know, I let him know about my idea, and you know, he said it was kind of crazy idea, but he liked it because it was original, and we went from there. And then, you know, we laid a verse down, that turned into one track, and I got like five more tracks, and you know, it just got really, it got interesting from there. So you know, we took it to like giving out discussions and lectures, because I was trying to get people to understand the point about what happens to kids back home. You know, they go through something where if it's not the gangs, if it's not lack of finance, stability, if it's not the cartels, there's something that's pulling them towards that side. And they get pulled towards that side because they need certain things, you know, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, you know,
right.
Whether it's just someone being there for them to tell them, I'm proud of what you're doing. You know, so they go to that side for whatever reason. And the anime itself was just a big, you know, the main character, Naruto, was highly against that, highly, highly against that. And I think, you know, then just watching the reaction of the internet, and I started researching and just seeing just the power, you know, of this ideology that I don't even think the people that really watch it really understand that they're co-signing this ideology that peace does can exist. And, you know, sometimes, you know, doing things on your own isn't the best option on the route, and being there for your friends and taking care of your friends is the best action. So I just looked at it as a great opportunity to really just kind of connect with these kids, do something cool, and really test the boundaries of my writing.
I love it. I mean, for me, you know, you always think about different ways to, especially nowadays, to reach the youth. When I was growing up, I'll be 38 this year, so it's almost like, you know, I grew up with payphone, pager, all that.
Yeah.
Like having to wait till you got home to call your friends. You didn't have the instant responsibility like you do now. You didn't have access to the videos and you know, just the immediate access to all the media and things. Now we actually had to have conversations and ask questions and things like that, and it's almost now it's like reference, go look it up on Google, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
You try to find different ways to keep the youth motivated, and I think this is definitely a good way. I mean, even me, I watch cartoons a lot. It's just for me, it's a way to, I mean, here in our house we watch cartoons a lot. It's a way to decompress. You know, so much of media is bad.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the TV is reality shows, which I'm not into. And it, to me, it just promotes backstabbing your friends, drama,
right.
And things like
right.
that. You know, like, it's not like Different World and The Cosby Show and Fresh Prince
right,
and all
right,
these different
right.
shows where, you
I
know,
mean.
They had... Exactly. There were messages and meanings behind it. So I think what you're doing is definitely something great. And especially as an artist, you know, a lot of artists struggle with trying to find ways to be involved in the community, because a lot of them, they only have tunnel vision, which is writing songs. And some of them don't come from the best background. So the only thing they can do is tell their story. You know,
right,
and unfortunately,
right.
the youth don't pick up the fact that a story is being told. They pick up certain things like, oh, they got guns, oh, they got money, oh, they got jewelry, oh, they had this, oh, they had that. But
right.
missing the whole point that some of these artists are really telling you that's not the way to go. But they don't hear that yet because they're not mature enough, or they just don't want to hear it, some of them, you know. So I think what you're doing is very interesting, and I definitely want to keep abreast of what you got going on, get this up on the blog and things like that
right,
as well
thank
to
you,
try to
you.
Help, you know, spread this word as much as we could reach the youth, man. Let's do it together, you know?
I mean, I think it's so important, and I appreciate your help, and, you know, I appreciate your kindness towards it. And, you know, like, inside my living room, the last time I went there, I had a package of, like, 12 letters delivered to me. It was each one of the kids, and, you know, they wrote their expressions of how much they were very thankful for everyone that had some type of help into just, you know, I say to people, like, if you looked at what they wrote and what they wanted, you know, like, some of these kids just want a T-shirt, you know, they want slippers, mm-hmm. they want them to, you know, yeah, some of them are like, well, you know, if you could throw in an Xbox, I'd really appreciate it, but, you know, and I'm not mad at that, but, like, 16 years old, you know, when someone comes in and shows interest in you and says they want to help you, you know, you're gonna try to hit that Hail Mary, right? You're gonna do what
Definitely.
You have to do, but it's such a big thing, you know, because it's awareness. And I say this to everyone because people always ask me, like, what's the end result? What are you trying to get out of this? And I say it's awareness. It's awareness of them. You know, it's awareness of them. It's awareness for the country. You know, I always say to the people, the country is only about 36 years old, independence. And we have a lot of things to learn. We have a lot of things to do. And we all have a responsibility. Each and every one of us has a responsibility to make the change. I think there's a good line in the anime where one of the villains were speaking to one of the main characters, and she said something. She was like, "Well, you know, the world that we live in is darkness, and you know that. So the dream of your friend to have a peaceful world—that's just ambitious, helpful thought, and it'll never happen." It's just wishful thinking, was the actual quotable line. And the character Sasuke responded back saying, well, you know, it's that wishful thinking and hopeful heart that connects me to him and helps me to see past the darkness to the light. And I just sat there and I was just like, wow. And I was like, that's a real deep line. But the reality is that that's church, you know. Your parents tell you that, yeah, the world is a bad place, but that doesn't mean that you should just stop being good and just become bad.
Exactly.
You have to fight beyond it and look beyond it. And I said, wow, you know, that's a slick message they threw in there. But the whole anime is based off of, you know, religion also, and it. You know, it's something really good. I've been watching my timeline. I see a couple more people that I didn't see a couple months ago watching it, and I'm like, well, I guess the impact is happening sooner than anything else. But, you know, it's amazing, and, you know, I'm excited to get back into the studio to finish up the second half with it, Superheroes and Doodle. I'm excited for the live-action shots that we're going to do this summer with Vicious Productions. And, you know, we got some cool stuff. And it's just like, you know, like we said, we noticed that the environment that we're in is Twitter and Instagram, and they're minute videos, you know. So every couple
right.
weeks you'll see me put out a new minute video hitting a crucial topic about, you know, family, pain of revenge, legacy of old warriors, you know, symbolisms of life. And, you know, we're going to mix it up. Like I said, this is I'm pushing my own boundaries and pushing my own limits, and I don't know exactly where it'll end in the long run. But I do know that I think I could give you guys something really cool to watch. And, you know, maybe a couple months from now, I don't know, there is a possibility, you know, that we're going to do like a real nice live-action show, maybe right around the time of Comic-Con, which is, I believe, in September. So we're going to try to see if we can do something around there. You will see me at Comic-Con. I will be at Comic-Con promoting the project and everything like that. And, you know,
nerd life.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I love it, though. I love it, though. I mean,
definitely.
You know, I do what I got to do. You know, I'm a regular dude. But, I mean, it's just, you know, we live in some real ill times right now. Some ill times, you know. I like to sit back and watch this happening because there's a lot of things happening, not only, you know, in movies and stuff, like in the government. And you got to be careful how you move out here right now. So I just, you know,
you
I
said
try
that
to keep
right.
it light. Yeah, I try to keep
you
it light.
You definitely said that right.
And saying I travel heavy. Anyone that knows me knows I travel super heavy. So, yeah, I'm very happy or comfortable with someone saying, oh, yo, Murdoch, you're a nerd. You know, I said, yeah, that's cool, G. My passport is stamped, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
A passport is stamped, bro. Like, I've seen more than most people see in, you know, their entire life, and that's a blessing, from being a Marine to being a, you know, an immigrant of a, you know, from a different country. It's like, I was blessed to see all hardship and different things all around the world. It molds you. It makes you who you are. And I wouldn't change that for anything, really.
Definitely. Well, what I want to do is I want to get into a quick song break. The first track right here is that we have for you is I Am the One. This track right here, I like the message behind it. Well, actually, it was listed I Am the One on your SoundCloud, but I like I Am the Leader. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Within the track itself.
I've been thinking about that. Like, I don't know which one I'm gonna work with and go with it.
I like that. I like I Am the Leader. I Am the Leader is a good title for this track. I listened to it a couple times. So just let the people know, you know, where your mind was at when you wrote this track and went into the booth.
So basically, the track is called I Am the Leader. The main characters in this, the antagonist and the protagonist, is Sasuke and Naruto, and both of them have this belief of that they are the leader in their own self way, and the leader is the person that you know, that takes the burden, that's there for everyone, that, you know, walks the path that everyone doesn't want to walk. And I feel like the road that I'm heading on right now, the things I'm doing for these kids, that I'm doing for myself. I'm doing for myself also, because it's making me a better man. You know, I feel like I'm in a position to lead, and sometimes you just got to step up and lead, you know?
Right. When you call the duty, you got to do what you got to do. I understand. Here we go with I Am the Leader right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Sasuke has shouldered the entire burden of Uchiha's hatred and intends to strike deep into the world with that curse. That hate is his most powerful weapon, his friend, and the source of his power. That is Sasuke's ninja way. Sasuke chose this path all on his own.
The only thing left to do is to ask him myself.
Twist on a beat.
I am the leader.
I am the leader.
Oh, I am the one.
I am the one.
They call me, they call me.
They call me.
Minoto
son,
Endora of pain. Y'all won't remember my name. I am the leader. Oh, I am the one.
I'm putting on camo. Got nothing but hate for my barrel. You can tell me nothing. You don't know pain. You don't know sorrow. I can pray for tomorrow. Give it all for tomorrow. I tell you that I am the one. And if you want war, then I am the one. You don't know shit what I've been through, man. I seen it, I lived it. I can't believe it. I dreamed it, became it. Won't deceive it. Brother, I believe it. Let me spit you my thesis. Let me show you why I see it. This is my road. This is my path. This is why they call me the genius. This is why they call me the genius.
I am the leader. Oh,
I am the one.
They call me, they call me. Me no to son. Endure our pain. Y'all will remember my name. I am the leader. Oh, I am the one. I am the leader. Oh, I am the one. They call me, they call me. Uchiha blood. Endure our pain. Y'all will remember my name. I am the leader. Oh, I am the one.
Sometimes you feel it.
Sometimes I feel it.
Sometimes I feel it inside of me.
Sometimes I feel it inside of me.
What do you think that this is? I came here to handle my fears.
You know that I do.
Came here to find out the truth. I don't go back on my word.
You know that
I'm back on the curve, shit. I'm back on my verbs. Packing my herbs and relaxing my nerves. And it's back to the birds where we pimp on the curve. Take them to church. Open their mind and feed them the word. Cause I'm here and I'm riding for you. Cause my friends are worth dying for, dude. Looking back, I was lost too. But my mother and father said God knew. Every road that I walk through, every rapper I call through. So please don't forget when you pass through.
I am the one. I am the leader. Oh, I am the one.
I am the one.
They call me, they call me.
Me no to son.
Endure our pain. Y'all won't remember my name. I am the leader. Oh, I am the one.
I am the leader.
Oh, I am the
one. They call me. Ooh, your blood. Endure our pain. Y'all will remember my name. I am the leader. Oh, I am the one.
Like this before. I can feel the tainted Uchiha name becoming cleansed. I feel the Uchiha at last being freed from this rotting shinobi world. You couldn't even begin to understand it. And besides, isn't what I'm doing exactly what you leaf shinobi have wanted all along? You've always snubbed and put down the Uchiha clan. So I'll simply help erase the Uchiha from your memories by killing all of you. And then destroying the Hidden Leaf Village.
It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magic Love. That was I Am the Leader by Murdoch.
I got it right.
I got it right. I'm so conscious now to get it wrong.
It's all right. No worries.
I Am the Leader. I like that track right there, man. It's powerful. You could feel your energy in that track. Like when you went in that track, it was almost like I was listening to a guy in the swords, like your picture, like a dude got swords and you know, you got your whole gear on and you're going through it and making it happen.
I wanted to say something to someone because someone asked me before because, you know, I take this stuff kind of seriously, right? So like when I was in the military, I spent like a year and a half in Okinawa, Japan. So, like, you know, I do have a strong connection to Japan itself. And, you know, the neighborhood where I grew up in Belize, there's another ironic point that the nickname of that neighborhood was called Old Japan, you know. So, you know, the feeling, you know, just from being there for that year and a half and seeing how those people live their life, it's like, you know, they're very quiet people, but they think strong. If I'm to say it the best way I know how to say it, it's like it's the look in their eye, when you look them in the eye, it's like it's there, and it's a strong, strong look. They're very quiet, but, you know, they'll break you from there. And that lifestyle and the lifestyle of how the culture of even the animes themselves, they're written in culture, you know, and you learn a lot from that. You see how people view Americans and view people in general. And it was a lot for me. And, you know, I take those lessons that I learned from there and I try to apply that with good writing, good technique. And, you know, this stuff hits home, man. I think about it, like, I guess it only makes sense because the anime makes sense to me. Right. Mm-hmm. So like, only because I understand the message the anime was saying did the music connect in that way, you know. So it wasn't like I just like, oh, I could just go write a Batman story tomorrow and it's like, oh yeah. You know, it doesn't work like that, you know. It's like at least for me, I don't work like that. I just don't do things just for the hell cause of it. It has to make sense because I know if it makes sense, it's going to sound better.
Right. So before we went into a song break, you had mentioned about being, you know, status as an immigrant, per se.
Yeah.
You know, right now with the political state of the country, have you yourself experienced, personally, have you experienced any type of, negative behavior towards you in regards to your status?
Well, for what I was saying, I was an immigrant. I'm a U.S. citizen right now.
That's good, 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 good.
That was something that I got when I was younger. But at that time, my mom got her U.S. citizenship, and I think I was like 12 or 13 or somewhere around there. I was in New Jersey. I think a little bit older in high school,
okay.
And I automatically got it. Because she got it, because, you know, 9/11 hasn't happened yet and things is a little bit more lax, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a, Listen, man, the reality factor is you know, we're in different times, and we have to be prepared for anything. You know, you cannot believe that you are safe. It's not a white or black thing. It really isn't a white or black thing. It's just a poor or rich thing. You know,
exactly.
Like you got money. You know, they're gonna take care of you if you got money, right? You don't have money, you know, you need the community to take care of you. So I think people should just be aware, you know. I think if you're an immigrant, you should be aware. You should not be stupid or do something stupid that could get you locked up to be deported to a place that you've never been to, but you are birthright from there because of your parents. You know, mm-hmm. So you have to... You can't go at things the same way. You can't go so hard, you know. And the reality factor is you're not you don't have the legal rights in this country. Yes, it's wrong what's happening, but you have to be aware of that and not move stupid. In the military, just because something bad is happening doesn't mean we just drop our guard and just give up and start wailing and shooting around the place. No, you have to still make it out of it. And sometimes you have to be a decoy, and sometimes you have to outsmart the smart to make it out of it. And it's one of these situations that we came off of 8 years of a different lifestyle, and now we're going into a fourth of maybe 8 years of another different lifestyle. And we're just going to have to deal with it. We're just going to have to eat it up and suck it up, because if we don't, we're going to implode on each other. And if we implode on each other, then nothing really helps. You know, nothing wins, you know, so...
And
we
that's
gotta be
what
careful.
They
yeah.
pretty much want at the end of the day, like for us to all continue to combat with one another. And I think what you said in regards to it being a poor or rich thing, it's been like that for our country for a very long time. That was really the whole point of coming here and taking over the land, because this was a land where people knew they can become rich. And kind of like push the poor out of the way. So I think that what happens is, along the years and along the way, religion got thrown in here, and as well as the whole color factor. I think making a black and white issue is one of the easiest scapegoats, and we all continue to fall for it. We continue to believe that, especially in individuals that are racist, you know, they continue to believe that it's a part of history and it's supposed to stay. But just because something was a part of history or happened during a time or a period of time doesn't mean that it was correct. It almost goes back to what you're saying. The world is bad. It doesn't mean that you have to be a bad person, you know?
It doesn't. It doesn't. I think people should just calm down. So what I mean by calming down, I don't mean by stop the revolution, but I mean calm down and think carefully what you are planning to do.
Yeah.
If you really want to make a change, understand that the president of the United States is not going to change the change you want. He cannot do it for you. He only oversees the federal part of the country. If you want your 9-to-5 to change, you want your son to not be bullied from the cops, then you need to be on a local level.
On a
you
local
need to
level.
Know the
Correct.
Mayor, the sheriff, the police. And that means you need to be at the PTA meeting. You need to be at the mayor's office. You do not need to be playing Xbox, and you do not need to be at the club. It is a significant factor. If you want change, you're going to have to put in the time. Steph Curry didn't become a legend because he sat at home doing nothing. So, yes, we have to make clear action and have a clear thought ahead of ours to be able to move forward. It can be done. It's a little bit hard, a little bit time-consuming, and you might catch a couple gray hairs from it, but you will be better in the long run for it.
I agree, and you know, with you being traveled abroad and gone to different countries and Central America, I mean, come on, man. Central America is not an easy place.
No, it is not.
Just the fact that, you know, you were able to make it up out of Belize, you know, with your mom. Yeah, I hear lots of stories from different individuals who weren't able to make it out of their country was having their parents because of different things that are happening and how laws and war and all this craziness is going on in different countries. And a lot of people complain about what goes on here in America. But if you think about it, I mean, just here recently, what happened with the gassing, you know, and some other things that have happened, like, one of these days we can easily wake up and that can be us. And the way that things are going, it's one of those things where you can't even turn your back to it anymore because it's possible.
You know,
especially when we got a guy like that in office, you know.
I think you're right, man. I think you're very right. But I think the problem is lack of knowledge. You know, I think the problem is, listen, man, you know, let's get back to tactical state of mind already. Like, you know, in order to win a war, you have to know your enemy. And the only way you know your enemy is you can kind of become them in a way. You got to know them, right? So when people say know your enemy, you know, understand that religion can be miscued in any way because, you know, it is, we're all human beings and we're due for mistakes. But understand also that religion can teach you a story about culture and time and age, also of the what has happened to certain groups of people. And if you look what our country's gone through, every other country has gone through, it's just growing pains. It's, you know, you can't.
Exactly.
It's not going to be sunny every day, man. And if you think it's going to be sunny every day, then someone needs to pop your bubble for you, because life isn't about that. Life is about struggle and strife, but that's what makes the good days good, and that's what makes us laugh and drink and, you know, hang out and celebrate those days, because we go through days that, you know, really test our manhood. It tests the will, you know, the will that you have inside of you. And but that's okay. That's all right. You know, God never said it was going to be easy. And I don't like an easy path anyway. So the more difficult it is, the more I feel like, yo, we're just going to knock it out and just gonna do it, because that's what we got to do. We don't have another choice. That's the only thing we can do. It's either that or we just keep watching Love and Hip Hop.
Right? Right. So I want to get into a quick song break. Before I let you go, I'm going to play another track of yours that I really enjoyed, the message behind it. Maybe it'll motivate some of these lazy people out here. And I just got a couple more questions and I'll let you go. But this track right here that I want to get into is What You Do.
Right. Oh, yeah, right, right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I found it, boy. I found it. I've been looking. But no, this track right here, I really enjoyed it. Like I said, I always try to. I feel like it's more than enough music out here that's glorifying some of the things that a lot of teenagers don't need to really be glorifying right now, like Percocet
and all
that kind of stuff and lean. So, you know, when I come across a track and I'm like, okay, now this, here we go. We got a message here. There's a real message. You know, I try to keep it in rotation, at least on my podcast. So this track right here, man, where was your mind at when you went into the booth, or when you started writing and went into the booth with this one?
So actually, I wrote this in Belize. This was like a year ago when I was in Belize, and it was like the day before the interview at Krem Radio Station with Groovemaster, DJ Groovemaster and DFL. And, you know, someone asked me at the airport, it was like, oh, yo, what do you do? And I just, you know, I went through the whole spiel and everything, and the person looked at me again, no, but okay, so but what do you do? And I sat there for like 4 minutes and looked at him like, I guess I'm an entrepreneur, I guess you could say that. Like, and this song really came up, and because people said like, well, you know, that is this, that. So, but which one of them is the main thing? And I realized to myself, none of them are. You know, these are all little portions. It's just who I am. So, and that's where this song came from.
Well, here we go with What You Do right here on Turn Up Tuesdays by Murdoch.
I don't know what you do, but getting money is what you do. We're living good from what you do, so cheers to what you do. But I don't know what you do.
what you do. Being good from what you do. So chill for what you do. But I don't know
how you get it, how you make it, how you want it. I'm by my paper, about to kill it, I'm about to call it. I'm on the flight, I'm on the road, searching for the gold. Looking at these crackers, turning up their fucking nose. But shorty know I'm popping, know I got Belize locked. You know I'm well renowned, know I keep the streets hot. So many brothers say the woman is the motivation, but I'ma tell you it's the money that's the motivation. Shit is dedication, that bring the melody. So what you telling me, baby, is I'm the remedy. I'm the reason, I'm the plug, I'm the pedigree. I'm the truth in the booth, this is energy. I'm in my Nike SC boots, doing donuts in the corner in an Audi coupe. When I make it, I spend it. When I spend it, I love it. When I love it, I bust it. I'm my mama so tough.
I don't know what you do. Getting money is what you do. We living good from what you do. So cheers to what you do. But I don't know what you do. Getting money is what you do. Being good from what you do. So cheers to what you do. But I don't know.
I went to school to learn to handle the boards. I was always sufficient when it came to the chords. Then I went back to school to keep the knowledge intact. Shot and edited my own video for facts. Took a trip to Belize and I gave some speeches. I spoke to the kids about money and visas, land and property, the things they have. About the things that the world wanna snatch and grab. This is essence, hip-hop taught me the best. Every morning I wake up and pray I'm the best. When you sleeping in the morning, I'm taking a test. Got my MacBook open on top of my desk. And the BBN Kings is the squad I rep. That's me, Buzz, Papa, DFL, and Bless. Groove, Sing, Kyle, Mark, Building, Leon, yes. One love to my niggas that felt like rap.
I don't know what you do. Getting money is what you do. We living good from what you do. So cheers to what you do. But I don't know what you do. Getting money is what you do. Being good from what you do. So cheers to what you do. But I don't know.
Track title, What You Do, by Murdoch. Make sure you follow Murdoch on Instagram and Twitter, M-U-R-D-A-A. Wait a minute. M-U-R-D-A-K-K-H. Murdoch.
There you go.
Yeah, I got that right.
There you go.
M-U-R-D-A-K-K-H. Murdoch. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter. Check out his project as well. If you go on his Instagram feed, you can definitely catch a couple of the clips and support what he got going on with the film, encouraging the youth. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Youth Cadet Center in Belize.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
So the National Youth Cadet Corps, basically it's a program in Belize. Some of these kids, like I said, they went down the wrong path and they ended up in front of a judge, and instead of going to jail, they went there. You know, it's like one of those last shots. And, you know, they're in there. And some of them, for the first couple months, they don't get to see their parents because the first couple months, they're supposed to get used to being in there. And, you know, the program is very, the better they act, the more visitation rights for them to go home and hang out and be with their family and friends. And I think it's a wonderful program. I think it's a great program. Like I said, I spoke to these kids. I spoke to last year's bunch and this year's bunch. Some of them are still there. It's like, I believe to myself, I could be wrong on the exact dating, but it's like from 12, 13 to like 17. And, you know, once they're in that program, they're there and they're trying to get support. And it's, you know, the military and the government is there helping them out also. So they're training and it's wonderful. I get to see them march. I get them see them, you know, perform drills, and they're out there and they're very aware of why they're there. And I, you know, one of the letters that's on my wall right now, I'm going to take a picture. I posted a while ago, but I'll take another picture. I got my flat black white wall, and I just got the letters hanging up there. My friends that nobody know, they come here all the time and they see the letters. One of the kids said to me, he said, you know, he said, Mr. Luke, you know, thank you very much for coming to speak to us and speaking to all of us as, you know, as a father figure would. And, you know, for me, it's very touching. You know, like I read it and I was just like, wow, you know, like you can see that this kid gets it. Like, you know, he wrote a very, very strong paragraph that really moved me. And I know for a fact there that they're not the way they are because they want to be that way. They're the way they are because society has just put them down that path, you know.
Circumstances, man. Circumstances.
Yeah. One young man, his mother had to sell the slippers that was on his feet to get him on the boat across the river. You know, and things like that. Things like that, I want everyone to understand that life is not that bad, right? So don't, you know, you gotta fight. You gotta have faith. If you don't have faith, there are people surviving in worse conditions that have faith. So don't let a materialistic world and what people have to say about how you are or how you look judge and determine who you are as a person. We're all kings and queens in our own shape and form. We just have to act like it, right? So
that's,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well said, well said. Well, the reason why I asked is because earlier you had mentioned the letters and that you do go over there. Me personally, I myself am looking to get more involved with individuals who are basically putting out helping hands. And this definitely strikes my interest. So you and I definitely would like to chop it up with you.
Definitely.
If there's anything that we can get going as far as, you know, just listening to the stories about slippers and t-shirts and, you know, underwear,
yeah.
Who knows? Soap. I don't even know what you're allowed to send out the country. I've never done anything in regards to that, but I definitely would like to discuss something with you to try to help you out.
I mean, I think I really appreciate it. You know, it's small stuff, 12 kids, you know, and I do it all the time. We send stuff back home all the time. You said through Barrel.
Okay.
And, you know, like I said, like over the next couple of months, I'm going to put together a detailed plan that everyone can help out with. You know,
good.
Of course, me and you, we're going to sit down again over the next week or so and we'll talk about it. And, you know, I'll see if I get some PDF copies of these letters for you so that you can view them from your, you know, your laptop. And, you know, it's just about helping, man. And I said, you know, if just one, if we can change one that to grow up,
mm-hmm.
and wants to change the community and the environment, then we won. We have a big win. And you have to be realistic about these wins. Not every single one of these kids is going to turn out the way you want it to turn out. And there's a chance that one or two of them might turn out the opposite of what you want them to turn out. And you're still going to have to deal with that. But I'd rather work with those odds than sit back and do nothing and just deal with it, you know, a full barrage of it.
Definitely, man. Well, this has been one of the most interesting interviews I've had discussing with an artist, and it didn't turn into music. I like the fact that you kept it on your journey right now, which is you're focused on, even though you're incorporating music, you're focused on a bigger goal, which is the kids. And I appreciate you once again for just taking the time out to not only be a part of the platform and the podcast, but just what you're doing. I mean, you could selfishly be like, hey, I got these interests, but I just want to do this so I can get likes on my Instagram, or I just want to upload them to my YouTube to see if I go viral with that. You know, some people, they come across opportunities and they only look at the opportunity if it's going to be beneficial to them.
You know, I keep it 100% this month. This month's my birthday, and I turned 36 this month, you know, and I've done music a long time, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very happy with the successful points I've had, and I don't wish for anything else. And, you know, as I, you know, start turning a new leaf and a new chapter in life, I just want to do something that's cool to me, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's awareness. Like I said, at the end of the day, this isn't about how many records we sell or how many awards we win. It's about how many people do we get to just understand these kids exist, and, oh, man, you know, we can stop things like this, you don't have to help out and give me, you know, thousands of dollars. You could just help out your own community. That's what this thing is about. It's about saying that if one person could do it for his people, then anyone could do it for their people. We have to take care of each other, because if not, then we're just going to get eat up.
You said that right. So before I let you go, you got any encouraging words or shout outs you want to give to anybody?
I think I gave enough encouraging words for the, the matter of time I was on. Maybe a little bit too much, but I just give some shout outs, man. Like, shout out to my man, PQJ, my man, Denzel Freeman. He's been my beat maker. That's my man. He did What You Do. He did the majority of my projects. He's working deep with me on this Renegon Murdoch project. Shout out to him. Shout out to Mr. Rich Valdez. He's gave me that platform, VH1 Stage Music. He's a wonderful guy, and I'm excited for the big things that we have coming up this year that I can't talk about yet. I wish I could, but I can't. And
secrets are good, man.
Keep the people guessing. Yeah. It's big, though. It's really big, but you'll know. You'll see when it happens. But and then I want to shout out Niji Magazine. Niji Magazine, Mr. Michael Cox, great friend of mine, and I just love his website and his platform. If you are an inspiring artist and you're trying to get out there, this is like one of the big UK magazines online for entertainment, fashion, and blogging, Niji Magazine. And if you guys want to blog for Niji, they offer blogging programs also. I mean, it's a great exposure. You're going to meet you're going to get a chance to connect with a lot of different people. So shout out to him. And, shout out to everyone in Belize, man. Shout out to Belize. Y'all my peoples. You know, I love y'all. No matter what the world think of y'all, you understand that we're going to make this happen. And this is going to be something beautiful. You know, shout out to New Jersey. Shout out to DJ Pinnacle. Shout out to Smarty All Crazy. Shout out to, you know, all the cats that are doing it, Shameless. Oh, my bad. He's not Shameless. Charles Owen. Charles Owen. Right. I can't mess it up because he'll hear it. He'll get mad. But, you know, shout out to his team, man. And shout out to you, Maggie, for being a wonderful host and giving me an opportunity to speak to you about something that was very important to me. And I'm very happy for that. I got a big smile on my face, and I hope to speak to you soon.
Definitely, man. I've been watching you for a long time, and I was like, you know what? I need to reach out to him because he's been consistent. He's been doing his thing. I don't really see you ever complain about much of nothing. It's always, you know, you being on a positive note and just keep doing what you're doing, you know? And I respect artists like that very much. I respect creative people like that very much, because some creative people are very, very needy and selfish. Once again, man, anything you got going on, you want us to know about it, you want us to talk about it on our podcast, I'm live every second and last Tuesday of the month. So if you got any type of announcements, just get it over to me. I'll make sure I incorporate it in what I have going on. And I appreciate you once again for being on Turn Up Tuesday.
All right. God bless you, Maggie. Have a good one.
You too, man. Have a good night.
Later.
Yo, that was our man, Murdoch, make sure you follow him on Twitter and Instagram. I appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. We're going to close out tonight's broadcast with Money by my man, Murdoch. We're going to close out tonight's broadcast by my man, Murdoch, with this track, Money. Once again, I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Good night. My own shit. Keep the money in my pocket like a roach clip. Then I
that smoke it like a roach clip. BBM, that's my own shit. I heard they scared on the money and they hopeless. But if you knew me, then you know this. I keep an eye on the ghosts. Friends are turning the foes on some whole shit. Money, money, money. That bitch will fuck your best friend for some money. Money, money, money. The whole world just revolves around money. Money, money, money. I hit the stool, put in work for that money. Money, money, money. I heard you scared of the money. I'm from Belize where ain't shit funny. The little niggas will work for the money. It's Belize, it only rains when it's sunny. When you in town, keep your eye on your money. Niggas will come and get you for the 12s on your feet. Niggas will get you for the checks on your feet.
DJ in the tunes bang. Smoke it, get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's Get Lifted Radio, buzz. I ride the 5, that pine, get high the sky. And tune in to the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here first. Cause we always got them exclusives playing. No matter the city you in, hit your app store and download that tune in. You'll catch a vibe with no matter who's spinning. Cause we got that fire rotating in here. Whether you're sitting at home, hitting a row, on chill or the go, we got you covered. Get Lifted Radio, be where it's at. There's no telling who all you might discover when.
Mention DJ in the tunes, bang. Smoke it, get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.